I want you to see this Easter morning through the eyes of the woman we meet in today's gospel, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Magdala. Mary Magdalene had a life before Jesus, and she had a life after her encounter with the Lord. We hear in the scriptures that Mary Magdalene had seven evil spirits that were tormenting her, the same seven evil spirits that torment us on a regular basis. Call them the seven deadly sins: pride and envy and wrath and jealousy and sloth, of spiritual laziness. There's greed in the mix of all that, gluttony and lust, the things that plague us. And from the inside out, Mary Magdalene was being torn up. She's heard the stories of old. She knows that God has created the heavens and the earth, that he's ordered all of his creation, that he's made it good, that she knows that God has made a covenant with his people. And yet still, she's somehow or another found herself far from the Lord, tormented from within. Something needs to be reconciled. Something needs to be healed. There's something there that's broken. And she meets Jesus. And by the goodness and the overflow of his heart, he has mercy upon her. And he delivers her from these seven evil spirits, setting her free. She knows what it's like to be a slave. She knows what it's like not to love herself. And now she's set free. And from that moment on, she can't help but continue to remain by Jesus' side, wherever he goes. That she dotes on the Lord, that she waits for him. She longs for him to speak. She loves to see the things that he's doing. Mary Magdalene loves to be by Jesus' side. And that carries her all the way to that awful Friday that we call good, that she goes all the way to the cross, that while all of the other apostles have abandoned Jesus out of fear, Mary Magdalene is there at the foot of the cross with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the beloved disciple. You and I are that beloved disciple, the one whom Jesus loves. And then we get to see Mary Magdalene in horror at what's happening to the one whom she loves so much, the one who her soul longed for. We're there at the foot of the cross. And Mary Magdalene remains while others have fled. And for 3 hours, Jesus hangs there on the cross, and she has questions in her mind like, is he the one? Was he actually God? And he dies, and they place him in a tomb, a stranger's grave. And 3 days later, this is where the story picks up from today's gospel. 3 days later, the same thing is going on in her heart. I just want to be with him. I don't know what's going to happen if I visit his tomb, but I just want to be with him. And Mary Magdalene, we hear, she goes to the tomb, came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. That Mary Magdalene is the first witness of the resurrection. That the one she saw died 3 days before is no longer there. That she enters into the tomb and sees no one. That Jesus has risen from the grave. I remember being in Rome however many years ago when I lived there, and my parents came to visit for the first time. And I had sort of become numb to some of these awesome things in Rome, the relics and the churches. And in one of the churches there, there's this relic. It's the foot of Mary Magdalene, her foot bone. You biology majors could tell me more later. But it says, this was the first foot to enter the empty tomb. And my dad was freaking out. So, this was Mary Magdalene's foot. I'm like, yeah, Dad, it was. It was incredible. This is the first foot that recognized that Jesus was no longer dead, that the living one cannot endure death, that death has no hold on him. But then we hear, like, the apostles didn't understand. Jesus had said it so many times. He had reminded them, the Son of Man will be handed over. He will be betrayed. He will be crucified, and 3 days later, he will rise from the grave. He told them what was going to happen. This wasn't just an accident. Jesus knew what was going to happen. He willingly took on his death. He had told them ahead of time, and he fulfilled it. I remember as a boy growing up and hearing the legends of Babe Ruth, the great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT. 1932, the Yankees are playing the Cubs in the World Series. Some of you were there. And Babe Ruth points to the outfield, and he calls his shot. So I'm gonna go yard right here. And he does. There have been a lot of home runs hit since Babe Ruth hit that home run. But I know that one because he called it. And he did it. Jesus told us what he was going to do. You can't rise from the grave. You can't do that. You can't do that. Only God can do that. Jesus is God. He's a real person. Mary Magdalene loved him a lot. She was willing to give her life for him, willing to go to the cross and maybe be handed over herself. St. Paul writes in his letters that if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. If Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. He didn't tell us if Christ doesn't give sight to the blind, your faith is in vain. He didn't tell us if Christ doesn't walk on water, your faith is in vain. He didn't tell us if Christ doesn't calm the storms, if he doesn't multiply bread, if he doesn't whatever, make your life better, your faith is in vain. He told us if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. This is the most important day as a Christian. All of us will die. Only Jesus can raise us up. That happens by his power. That's not human power. That's something that only God can do. And so you and I, our lives are going to have to, at some point, model the life of that of Mary Magdalene, to know a life before Jesus, what it looks like to be apart from him in so many ways, big or small. And yet in the daily encounters, in the daily prayers, receiving the Eucharist, going to confession, making a retreat, whatever it is, there has to be encounters with the living God every single day. Otherwise, you and I slowly perish. We slowly die without him. Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's his gift to give, and it's ours to receive. It's one that Mary Magdalene knew well. But as a Christian people, we are not sad today. This is the day the Lord has made, and only he could make. Let us rejoice and be glad. Christ is risen from the dead. Your faith is not in vain.